I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here is senior political correspondent for National Review, Jim Garrity, a man that you should follow on Twitter because you learn stuff. And joining us on the line right now, Jim, good morning to you. I'm sorry, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. No.
Joining us on the line now, Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel. Good morning to you, Jeff. This is continuing coverage of It Is Cold.
Yes.
It is plenty cold outside. I mean, I'm looking at the forecast just outside our studios here in Northwest D.C., 15, but it feels like it's 9.
Yeah, that's not really the best way to start off the morning.
No, it's cold. So this is part of that polar vortex we keep hearing about, right?
Yeah, you know, and this cold air, you know, we had a very mild November for a large majority of the eastern half of the country. We had all that cold air that was bottled up across portions of Siberia, and now all that cold air has spilled our way, and boy, do we feel it as we start off this morning. And you know what? We're going to get another blast, I think, early next week as well.
Really? So this is we're in a pattern, I would say.
Yeah, we are. We're all over the place. We're going to have cold weather today. Wind chills, as you mentioned, single digits starting us off this morning. And then we'll warm up through the weekend. We'll get close to 50 tomorrow, maybe even closing in on 60 by Sunday.
Wow.
But that doesn't last. We're back into the 30s for a high on Monday, and then lows dipping down probably into the 20s on Monday night and early on Tuesday morning. So,
Jeff, it's Jim.
Big swing.
Is this? I've always liked to pick up the Farmer's Almanac, and they always give us a sense of what the winter should be like or something. As I understand it, it was supposed to be very cold this year, but not a lot of snow. Is this kind of falling in line with that, or is it just a matter of just luck?
Well, yeah, just some big fluctuations. That's what we're seeing, because even though we're going to cool down early next week, the extended outlook as we head towards Christmas, you know, at the end of next weekend, has us maybe running about 5 to 10 degrees above average as far as temperatures. So, yeah, just some big dramatic swings. I think that's really the trend for us as we round out this year, and we'll see what the new year has in store for us as we head into January and February. That's when I think we'll have more of a higher probability of some decent snow falling if we are going to get some snowfall. But we're going to have some winter weather to contend with tonight. What's going to happen is we've got the cold air already in place, and as warm air begins to push in aloft overnight and precipitation develops,
right,
we'll probably see it start as snow and sleet, but with the warm air aloft eventually by early tomorrow morning, a transition to freezing rain and sleet before we change to all rain tomorrow afternoon. And that's the time frame that we have that winter weather advisory in effect. There may be a light snow accumulation, I'd say a half inch to an inch, and maybe a light glaze of ice.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, how bad is it going to be? I mean, are we talking about, you know, real accumulations or, as we say, that very dangerous wintry mix?
Well, hopefully it will be mainly just some light snow, because if we get any freezing rain, it doesn't take much of that at all
that's
to really
exactly
cause
right.
problems,
right.
especially elevated surfaces, your bridges and overpasses where you get the cold air trapped underneath the roadway. That's where I think we'd have the main concern. I don't think this is going to be a huge travel problem, just some light freezing rain possible, but it doesn't take a whole lot, as we mentioned. So I'd be careful if you're going to be out later tonight, certainly tomorrow morning, when this mixed precipitation develops, and then we'll eventually warm up above freezing into the afternoon. Tomorrow will be all rain falling for the bulk of tomorrow afternoon as we get close to 50. And a wet end of the weekend Sunday, that's when our high will get into the upper 50s, maybe even closing in on 60 with just rain falling before another blast of cold air behind it from Monday.
I mean, that's the good news here. If you can just get through about, you know, midday tomorrow, you'll be fine.
Yeah, a lot of people probably want to get a head start on a busy holiday shopping weekend. And, you know, I think the best advice probably, you know, if you can wait a couple hours, I'd wait until later in the morning and certainly afternoon. I think we're going to be okay. But it's that time frame from late tonight until probably about, say, 8, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning that we're concerned about maybe some mixed precipitation.
All right. And this is the coldest of the year so far, right?
So far. But we're not done. Obviously, we got a ways to go. And as we mentioned, I think we're going to warm it up into Christmas. And then we'll see what happens towards the start of the new year. But big changes, big swings. You know, this is kind of weather that hopefully you stay well and don't come down with something, because we're all over the place. 30s, 50s, near 60 Sunday, back into the 30s Monday.
Talk about what's going on right now in the Midwest, because if people are traveling, let's say, you know, going to Chicago or to parts of the upper Midwest, I mean, we're talking about, I mean, you think it's cold here. It is unbelievably brutally cold in those parts of the country.
Yeah, we've got a lot of winter weather as well. Chicago's under a winter weather advisory. They could get 3 to 6 inches of snow into Saturday, maybe closer to 9 inches up into parts of Wisconsin. Across the northern and central Rockies, it is going to be bitterly cold, and we're going to be dealing with some winter weather there as well, and a lot of heavy rain and strong winds across California where a Pacific storm system is moving in. So if you are going to be traveling, definitely call ahead anywhere from the northern tier of the country into the Rockies and across parts of the West Coast and California. That's where you're going to find some trouble spots.
And when you're talking about a feel-like temperature outside right now in northwest Washington of 9 degrees, it doesn't take long for you to get in real trouble in that kind of weather.
No, it certainly doesn't. I mean, you want to definitely bundle up as you make your way out. The hat's important, the gloves, obviously the heavy coat. It is going to stay cold right on through the afternoon. And then tonight, not as bad because we'll have that cloud cover and that warm front's moving in. That's what's going to cause our precipitation to develop. And then tomorrow, big change, 50, upper 50s, maybe even around 60 Sunday. So about 30-degree change by the time we end the weekend Sunday. And then we drop right back down Monday behind a front end of the 30s. So.
All right.
Well, that's good. I thought my thermometer had become manic depressive.
Jeff Marr with the Weather Channel, thank you very much. Greatly
no
appreciate
problem.
You giving us an update on that. Look, you know, just take it very, very slowly this morning. And again, no problem driving. If your car starts, that's the major accomplishment of the morning. Because, you know, it's the kind of the weather where you can drain a battery overnight. I left my laptop in my car last night. And then I went out this morning. I grab it and I come into work. It wouldn't function. It quit working. I mean, it sat there and said, no, yeah. I'm not doing this. I'm not working. And it wasn't until it got up to room temperature that it started to function again. That's how cold it is.
It was the blue screen of death or hypothermia.
That's right.